Catch a wave and you're sitting on top of the world.
This is Catching a Wave with your host, Jammin' James Riley. The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll.
And if this isn't your idea of fun, then you're a rat thing.
Hey everybody, it's Jammin' James Riley, and you're listening to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long. Coming up on the show today, singer-songwriter and former member of Jimmy Buffett's Coral Reefer Band, Keith Sykes, is here to talk about his latest EP. We also touch base with Chris Isaak, talking about Dick Dale. And we hear tunes from the Beach Boys, Jinx Jones, Jan and Dean, Elvis Presley, and so much more. Let's kick it off with a track from 1963 from the album Outer Limits on Capitol Records. It's Jerry Cole and the Spacemen with Papa Mau Mau on Catching a Wave. We'll be right back. That was the El Caminos coming to us from Japan and their tune Surf Teen Beat. That was found on their 2016 compilation titled Behind the Surf. We're talking with Keith Sykes up next, but first let's hear a track from his Songs from a Little Beach Town EP called Come As You Are Beach Bar on Catching a Wave.
Captain Bobby, sitting all alone, corner of the bar, just a minding his own. Young tourists are tickling their bones, bones down, funny bones. A bond daddy, impeccably dressed, not up, but down, impeccably down, is watching all the girls as they're walking around and around and around and around and around. A salty shrimper and a heavy set girl get the wheels turning for a late night whirl. Mr. Opinion preaches to a crowd. They pretend to listen, but they just get plowed. Smack in the middle of the whole three rings, an old country boy stands up and sings. Hey, they come from near and far for the laid-back music on a box guitar. Hey, it's always nice, a little place chilling in paradise. A superstar at the Come As You Are Beach Bar. A group of 16 in from the Midwest. Tables are arranged and orders addressed. Walls are covered with old car tags and pictures of fishermen caught as they brag. Norwegian couples sweat and eat hot wings, saying back home you can't get these things. And an odd looking fella walks up to the band and slips a Ben Franklin in the lead singer's hand. Says he's a writer and he's got some good lines. He'd love for them to listen if they get a little time. They pull him up off the floor right in front of the crowd, wailing along as he belts out loud. Hey, they come from far and near for the butterfly shrimp and the nice cold beer. Hey, it's always nice, a little place chilling in paradise. Hey, it's a real good time, only thing you can't do is hang around. A superstar at the Come As You Are Beach Bar. Hey, 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 yeah. Hey, it's always nice. Superstar at the Come As You Are Beach Bar. Come As You Are Beach Bar. The Come As You Are Beach Bar.
Come As You Are Beach Bar, it's Keith Sykes. Now, we recently caught up with Keith at a release party in Memphis, Tennessee for a Charlie Rich tribute project that he was a part of, and we wanted to talk about this EP, some songwriting tips, and a lot more. Let's get to it.
So what are some career highlights of yours when you look back over your career?
Well, you know, I've been so fortunate to have really, really great songwriters record my song. I mean, I've got cuts from Jerry Jeff Walker, I got cuts by Guy Clark, by Rodney Crowell, by Roseanne Cash. All these tremendous songwriters. I mean, those guys are all first class. With John Prine, I mean, you know, the list goes on. That would have to be the things I'm most proud of. Jimmy Buffett, you know. Mm-hmm. We wrote Volcano together.
Sure.
That's done well in every definition you can come up with. And the sales are astronomical. You know, the play it's got over the years. And it never was a hit record. And people know it all over the world. I mean, it's just crazy. Japanese people know it, and Australian people know it, and wherever, you know. So, yeah, those kind of moments are really, really nice, you know.
Catching a Wave, and we just heard Jimmy Buffett and Volcano, title cut from his 1979 album, and a song co-written by our guest, Keith Sykes.
Tell me about your new EP, Songs from a Little Beach Town.
Okay, I'd love to. For the last 7 years, I've gone down to this little town in Texas, right there on the beach, right there on the water, called Port Aransas. And I don't know anybody there. I know one guy, you know. And everybody, I know some acquaintances, but I don't know really to know. So there's only one thing for me to do, and that's write songs. And a long time ago, I just felt like, I said, Keith, man, you owe it to yourself to take some time off and really write. Because that's what I started doing. I wouldn't even start out playing guitar or anything. I just was writing lyrics in study hall in the 10th grade, mm-hmm. just because I felt like if I kept going on it, I could do it, you know. But so now when I go down there, I just write for 1 month. I go 4 weeks, and I come up on the weekends to get a little breath of fresh air, and go on Monday, I'm right there working on it, you know, and I've been getting some good songs. And I was telling my wife about it one day, and about some song or the other, and she, just in the middle of a sentence, she said, "Why don't you write some beach songs?" I went, "Oh, well, that's a good idea. I'm on the beach here, so I guess I should." And so I started thinking about it, and you know, I've always written songs with some of that flavor in there. I mean, I was a kind of a coral reefer before I was even in the band, you know. So I started trying to get that out, and I wanted to write a few of them that were just overt. Like, the name of this song is Little Beach Town, yeah. You know. The name of this song is Come As You Are Beach Bar. There's obvious things. But there's a lot of things that I consider to be trop rock. That's the genre they call it. You're talking about getting compartmentalized. That's a pretty narrow thing, but I enjoy it very much. So I just took her advice and started writing these songs that have that flavor. And like I say, a few of them are very obvious. There's other ones that just could be any style. I just love that Latin percussion. I like playing. I don't like to bang and rattle. I like musicians who play for the tone rather than just the noise or the loudness or even the softness. You can underplay it too, but I like guys who can just, you know, give you that feel. Just play the song is what I'm trying to say. And when you do that, and you got that Latin percussion, and you've just got that feel to it, it just gives you the, what they call this trop rock thing. And some of my songs have got a little more trop than rock, and some of them got a little more rock than trop. But I think just mixing it up is a good thing. And Port Aransas is a great place to do that. It gives you that feel. There's a soulful little town. It's really just a fishing town that's starting to get gentrified now. When I first started going down there, it was still just mainly a fishing town. But I've seen pictures of it not too long ago, just in the 50s and 60s, it still had sand for roads, you know, rather than just pavement. Mm-hmm. Now the rich people are finding out about it, and it's starting to get all very pretty, you know. But there's still, you can go down the street and see an old fishing camp looking house, you know. It's really kind of cool. So there's a lot of good vibes to get out of it, but mainly I just get the space and the time to do nothing but that. There's nobody going to call up in the middle of the say, "Can you run down to the store?" There's no, "Oh, I've got to go fix this," or it just doesn't exist. The only thing is just me and writing songs, and it feels so good. And I just take 1 month out of my life and do it, even though I ain't getting nobody, you know, nobody's paying me nothing to do it, and I'm not making any money, which is kind of bad, but it's just what I do. I owe it to myself. I owe it to my, just my life, you know. And without that, what would I be? Hi, this is Keith Sykes, and you're listening to Catching the Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
That's right. Down in a little beach town, we can loosen up and come unwound. Find the nooks and crannies, we can mess around. Down in a little beach town, where the seagulls glide, we can seize the day or let it slide. It just depends on how you wanna ride. Up where the seagulls glide, where we can stand inside them storefront shark jaws and get a picture made. And if the sun becomes too hot, well, we can slip into some shade. Down in a little beach town, we can watch the sun go up and down. A white folk can try to make their skin turn brown. Down in a little beach town. Dip, 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 dip. Oh yeah. Dip, dip, dip. Snowbirds go, drop your blues, grab a fishing pole, or just let your inner Jimmy Buffett roll off where the snowbirds go, out where the tides roll in. We can hear them singing in the wind. Lose what you leave, cover what you win, out where the tides roll in. Well, it will always be magic place. We pass along the way to order up a local brew and just sit there half the day down in a little beach town. We'll be mighty glad we came around. But there's a lot more than seashells to be found down in a little beach town. Down in a little beach town. Dip, dip, dip.
Little Beach Town by our guest Keith Sykes. Now we caught up with Keith at the Sam Phillips Recording Service Studio in Memphis, Tennessee.
What advice do you have for an aspiring young songwriter trying to find their way?
The thing, I do some songwriter seminars over the, I've done them over the years, and you probably wind up doing one or two a year. The first thing I tell you is it's impossible to learn how to write songs, okay? You just do or you don't. But because you have to find yourself, and then once you get that going on, you're cooking. But I can tell you things I've learned on the, not the creative side, but on the technical side of what things to avoid and things to do. And the first thing I say is just begin with a title. Every time I've sat down to write and not had a title, I'll start writing these lines. It just pop in my head, but they don't ever go anywhere, and I can't really make them do anything. And what's the chorus, and what's this happening? But if I have a title, it's like you got a roadmap right in front of you. Just say the title, The Best Day. Happens to be the name of my new single, Plug, Plug, Plug. But you can take that, just on any idea, whatever your thing is. You're listening to feel. Okay, that could be a title right there, listening to feel. Then you know where you're going. You know what it's about. You know, you can explain to people whatever that might mean to you, you know, or that might have two or three meanings. You can touch on all those. And you can be letter just plain as day, conversational about it, or you can be more poetic and have images that figure into what you're saying, or you can make it be about two people trying to just listen to each other and feel, you know. I'm going to keep that, I think.
I won't take any credit.
But that's what I'm saying. Just have a title. It saves you so much work in the long run, and usually just takes you right home. We wrote Volcano. When Jimmy and I sat down to write that song, I bet we didn't take... We were done in 10 or 15 minutes because we'd just come from a real volcano there in Montserrat because we went up to see the thing. It's mind-boggling. It blew up and took most of the island a few years later, but that's the reality of it. We weren't writing about that. We were just writing about the, you know, volcano. But we knew we had the title, obviously, Volcano, and we just started bouncing lines. And I said, I don't know. And Jimmy just got lit on fire and started rattling off these words, you know, and I was keeping up and writing, and we were writing, and we just traded lines for about 10 or 15 minutes, and boom, we were done.
Yeah.
Now, that long bit on the end where it says, Don't Own Land in New York City, all that stuff, I think he came up with that, just woke up in the night and started doing it or something, because we recorded it, and he did it. And I thought, well, that's great, you know. But I have to say, I can't take a lot of credit on that. But he's very creative type, you know, and he doesn't like to take a long time. John Prine and I, sometimes we may take 5 years or more to get a song where we want it. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just the opposite, you know, just one just pops out really quick. The first thing we wrote, I had for honest to God, 10 years from 76 to 86. I had in 76, I got He Stumbles Through the Alley with His Long Coat On, Nothing But a Bottle in His Hand. She sat in her apartment, lonesome to the bone, wondering what had happened to her man. Love, 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 nobody ever understands. Love, 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 what goes between a woman and a man, something like that. And I'd had it for 10 years, and I hadn't even ever co-written very much. And so I showed John that one night, and we'd known each other for years before we ever got the bright idea, hey, we should try to write. I mean, we met in like 71 or something. It was 86, and it never occurred to write a song before.
It's just like guys, isn't it?
I don't know. We were having too much fun to think about working. But I showed him, and within 10 minutes, he had written the other two verses, nailed the whole song, put it together, and just put a bow on top of it. And I just sat there going, 10 years, 10 minutes, you know, that's just, but I really was proud of what I had. I didn't want to just throw something out there. And I couldn't think of anything I thought was topping what I had. And man, he just blew my mind doing that. So sometimes it's good to have a co-writer.
You mentioned something that made me think of an interview I did last fall with John Fogerty. He had put out a new book, but he was talking about this notebook that he still has, still uses, where he just writes down song titles and will refer to it. He had an idea for something, went back to his book and realized, oh, this idea is about Proud Mary. I wrote down Proud Mary. That's what this song is about now. Okay, it all kind of came together. Do you have you ever written down just cool song titles and then referred back to it for later?
Done it my entire songwriting career since 19, whenever it was, you know, right before electricity. Just keep a running list of titles. I also keep lines. Mm-hmm. And I keep little snippets I play into, like, it. Back in the day, it was a cassette recorder. And I was so glad when they came out with cassette recorders. I'm one of the first people that ever got one in the 60s, man. And I remember the tapes. The only tapes they had were Norelco.
Yeah.
Anyhow, just keep little snippets of that. That's what I do when I go to Port Aransas now, except now I keep it on my telephone and that kind of deal. But I go through all that stuff I've written the whole year long. And I go, that title might work out with that little snippet of music, and there's a line right there. And sometimes I do it the old-fashioned way. Just get up in the morning, and a song pours out of me. And that's just a beautiful feeling, too. But I do it about every way you can imagine.
Even I have to admit it, something great has been going on. Ever since I got up this morning, it's been happening all day long. When I add it all together, including but not limited to the ocean and friends, cold beer and warm winds, and looking up and seeing you. So if nothing bites my leg off in the next 5 minutes, and I don't drown in the sea, I'm gonna go ahead and say, this is the best day that's ever happened to me. We all pooled our money together, and we made a lot of sangria wine. Put the iPod classic on shuffle, cut off the cell phones and the landlines. Everyone who said they might come made it, and I believe we would all agree. By the end of the day, each in our own way had achieved immorality. Hey, every now and then if you let it, everything will be okay. Don't stop and look back or regret it. Just have yourself a very best day. Yeah, 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 yeah. So if nothing bites my leg off in the next 5 minutes, and I don't drown in the sea, I'm gonna go ahead and say, this is the best day that's ever happened to me. I'm gonna go ahead and say, this is the best day that's ever happened to me.
This is Jammin' James Riley, and you're tuned to Catching a Wave, where it's summer all year long, even if it's just in your mind. We just heard Keith Sykes and the single The Best Day. It's from his Songs from a Little Beach Town EP. Special thanks to Keith for spending time with us, telling us about that, and giving us some songwriting tips. Now, coming up in just a little bit, we have a quick chat with Chris Isaak about Dick Dale. We also have tunes from Jinx Jones and the Beach Boys. But first, let's hear from Eddie and the Showmen with their 1963 B-side to the tune Mr. Rebel. Here's Movin' on Catchin' a Wave.
Hi, this is Dean Torrance, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with Jammin' James Riley.
Jan and Dean and their cover of the Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons hit Walk Like a Man appeared on their 1963 album Jan and Dean Take Linda Surfin'. Now the Beach Boys' 1973 album Holland has been reissued, and it now brings back the studio version of We Got Love. It initially appeared on some test pressings of Holland and even sold on a limited number of pressings in Germany, but was quickly pulled. You may remember a live version that appeared on the band's In Concert album, but now it's been brought back as a bonus track to this Holland reissue. We have it for you right here. It's the Beach Boys and We Got Love on Catching a Wave.
Running at my temperature will change.
The sounds of summer, surf, and good time rock and roll. This is Catching a Wave. I'm Jammin' James Riley, helping you feel summer all year long. Just a bit ago, we heard Jinx Jones and his cover of Thunderballs from his album Twangtastic. The Kunaluas before that and their tune The Day of Malibu War from the project Surf A Go-Go. Hey, we touch base with Chris Isaak after his cover of Sweet Leilani, but first let's hear Elvis Presley from his 1961 soundtrack album to Blue Hawaii. Here's Hawaiian Sunset on Catching a Wave.
Hawaiian sunset, peeping from the sea, smiles and says aloha to his sweetheart Hawaii. The drowsy islands slumber one by one, close their sleepy eyes, say goodnight to the sun. Then Hawaii, like millions of times before, blossoms in her lover's arms once more. Too soon the sunrise will wake her from her sleep. So until tomorrow, sleep Hawaii, sleep. Then Hawaii, like millions of times before, blossoms in her lover's arms once more. Too soon the sunrise will wake her from her sleep. So until tomorrow, sleep Hawaii, sleep. So until tomorrow, sleep Hawaii, sleep. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, oh, I dreamt of paradise for two. Are my paradise completed? You are my dream come true. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, oh, tropic skies are jealous while they shine. I think they're jealous of your blue eyes, jealous because you're mine. Jealous of your blue eyes, jealous because you're mine. Sweet Leilani, heavenly flower, oh, nature fashion roses kissed with dew, and then she placed them in a bower. It was the start of you.
Hey, that was Chris Isaak, and as promised, we've got him on the phone. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing great, James. I'm in Los Angeles for a minute. I came back from London. I'm working with my band a little bit, and then we're going to Australia, and then come back and go right back to songwriting.
Yeah, that's the life of an artist right there.
You know, it's funny to me that when I talk to people, and they always think, what are you doing? Like, are you going to a party?
Yeah.
And I go, no, I'm trying, you know, I'm like still trying to learn to play guitar.
Yeah, well, there you go. I had Dick Dale on last year, and he never stops trying. He never stops learning. So you've got many
Dick
years
Dale
to learn.
I love Dick Dale. I played with Dick Dale one time. We were playing like a state fair or something. No, it was in Australia was the last time, I think.
Okay.
And we were playing a show, and I looked across the street. There was Dick Dale was playing. And, of course, they were, you know, I think he was sold out, you know. And we were playing, and after he got done playing, I said, well, somebody send over and tell him he's invited to come over. And he came over and played. And then the only thing I told him, I said, listen, you do anything you want on stage. You're Dick Dale, the king of the surf guitar, sir.
Yeah.
But I said, the only thing I want is one of your feet has got to be hanging over the edge in front of that stage. Because sometimes people are polite and they go, well, you're the artist, I'll stand back. I said, no, when you're on stage, you're the king.
Yeah.
So you come, when you play guitar, you come up to the front of the stage. And he did, and man, he just tore the roof off that place.
Oh, he's great, man.
Hi, this is Dick Dale, and you're listening to Catching a Wave with my man, Jammin' James Riley. That's my daddy's name, James.
Thank you.
That's the Martian Denny Orchestra and the tune On the Move. Dick Dale before that, and a great tune called The Wedge. Hey, next time you're surfing the web, catchingawaveradio.com is our website. That's catchingawaveradio.com. Feel free to send us a message with your requests or comments. We love hearing from you. Hey, this is Jammin' James Riley, and I've got more summery tunes for you next time on the place where it's summer all year long. This is Catching a Wave.